This is 7AD7BU. Let's talk NWBU Coastal Basketball with Phil Thomas. Hello, mate.
Morning, Darren.
You put Beulah on the map last week. Well done.
Yeah. Great little spot. Beautiful. I'll tell you, the best raspberries in Australia.
Is that right?
Yeah, still picking raspberries in late April. And people don't believe you, but yeah, picking raspberries. Took a feed home on Tuesday night, I think it was.
All right. It's all going on at Beulah. Righto, it's all going on, NWBU. So we'll start off with the women tonight. 7 o'clock start for the girls. So Burnie against Devonport at Burnie. What do you reckon?
Well, Burnie is form at the moment, aren't they? And Farling, Payne, Shepherd, you know, they're really playing well. They've got a nice group there. And look, I don't think at this stage Devonport could keep up. You know, Devonport are certainly one of the their finals team, but I'm sure you know, Burnie will win this one.
All right. At La Trobe tonight, La Trobe hosting Smithton.
This will be a nice game because both sides have struggled a little bit. They both lost players just recently, which has really hurt their playing group. Neither side has a great amount of depth, but I think Smithton they're playing pretty well with what they've got available, and I think they'd be good enough to beat La Trobe, even at La Trobe.
Somerset hosting Penguin tonight. Penguin top of the ladder with Burnie. Anyway, so what do you reckon about this game?
Yeah, well, Penguin, I suppose, have got to be at full strength. Roberts didn't play last week, but she's been playing with charges and played quite well on Friday night. So, you know, if Roberts is available, or even if Roberts don't play, I don't think Somerset are strong enough at this stage to beat Penguin.
You got the Ulverston game a bit wrong for the girls last week. and you know, that's good. We want the competition to be unpredictable. So Ulverston hosting Wynyard tonight. What do you reckon?
Yeah, well, I did try, didn't I? And as I said, I only missed by 30. So, you know, I don't think I'm such a bad tipster. But, Ulverston, they have had a really tough year. And I think... I'm sure Wynyard will win this one pretty comfortable.
All right, so women on at 7 o'clock tonight, men at 8:30. So let's have a look at the ladder. So Wynyard and Ulverston on top. They actually play tonight. We'll get to that game in a sec. But let's start off with Burnie hosting Devonport tonight.
Yeah, this should be a pretty good game. Devonport, as I said, a little unpredictable. Sapwell, you know, is a good scorer for Devonport, but... I think Burnie have got a lot to play for. There's still a real chance for top four, and that should be enough to get them over the line in this one.
All right, and La Trobe at home tonight against Smithton.
La Trobe has certainly improved over the last couple of weeks and are playing pretty good basketball, but Smithton also with a bit to play for should be too strong, but it should be a close game this one.
Game on at Somerset. They're hosting Penguin tonight.
Penguin will win this. Somerset, you know, they've been up and down. I noticed Dance had a really good game for all of you at Donga the other night. Scored mid-20s, I think, and got a little handful of rebounds. So he's proving himself to be a good player at NBL 1. So he's been a real loss for Somerset, but... you know, Penguin will win this, and I think their guards will be too strong.
All right, and top of the table clash tonight, Ulverston at home against Wynyard.
Yeah, this will be a beauty, this one. Wynyard beat Ulverston quite comfortable last time at Wynyard, so hopefully Ulverston will be a little bit better prepared. Wynyard with Taron Armstrong and Sardine. Rowland's had an exceptional game last week with 46 points, so you know,
wow.
That should be a good battle between him and Paul Campbell. But, I think Wynyard are just in form at the moment and might be a little quick for Ulverston, but it should be a great game and certainly worth a watch.
I reckon. All right, so women tonight at 7, men at 8:30, games at Burnie, La Trobe, Somerset and Ulverston for NWBU. So you sat and watched the Thunder against Ballarat at Olvi on Saturday night. Couldn't have been any closer. We went 5 minutes overtime, and then Ballarat nailed a three-pointer with, I think, there was 2 seconds on the clock. Good game.
It was a good game, wasn't it? Both sides fairly evenly matched, and probably both deserve to win. But, it's unlucky for Thunder because you want to win those close games at home. So, I don't think Thunder would have lost any support from that game. And, you know, they got a pretty exciting group. Paul Campbell, he really played well. He battled away against the two bigs from Ballarat, although they were a bit soft, I thought. But, you know, he did really well, him and Simpson. You know, Mason Bragg was probably a little quiet on the night. I'd say that, you know, Coach Haywood would want to get him a little bit more involved. We know he can play. So just one of those games, you know, it goes in, you lose, it bounces out. You know, you go to another overtime and there's a chance to win the game.
Yeah, anyway, I thought they were pretty good. Both teams were pretty good. You sat and watched the game with Scott Roth, first coach of the Jack Jumpers. So what did he think of the standard of the game?
Yeah, well, that was interesting. He was there to watch Sardines. He was there to watch Taron Armstrong. He caught up with a couple of others, but he was there to watch Matt Kenyon.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he had 27, so he didn't do himself any harm of probably getting a contract down the track with the Jack Jumpers. But, yeah, I think he was quite impressed with the game. You know, his nice little facility. I think he may have mentioned at one stage he'd like to have that facility in Hobart where they can practice and prepare. So certainly wanted to get Tasmania involved with the Jack Jumpers. Got a great attitude. Tasmanian basketball, which I think is fantastic.
All right, mate. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Darren.